Happy Wednesday. Who's ready? Who is ready for Ask Me Anything? Y'all ask me anything. Here I am. Ask me anything. All right, y'all. Make sure your chat is set to everyone so that everybody can see your lovely words. And also, if you got any questions, post them in the Q&A. And I'm going to tell y'all, I have so enjoyed seeing some of your recipes. I'm so glad y'all are sharing some stuff in there. What you're cooking. I will tell you, yesterday I went to Sam. I mean, no, I didn't. I went to Costco's on Sunday, which somebody don't let me do that ever again. If y'all ever see me say something about going to Costco's on Sunday, say, girl, isn't there another day? Isn't there another day you think you can maybe possibly go? Remind me of that. Anyway, I got burrata. So I have arugula and tomatoes with burrata and balsamic glaze on it for lunch yesterday. It was so flipping good. Oh my God, it was so good. I'm gonna do that again. I'm gonna do that again today. I have it, but we did this group coaching program. If you won like in July for Drop It Like It's Hot, I coached 20 women for 4 weeks and we just finished. And we were talking a lot about they're making an accountability group and they're doing different things. And they were talking about sharing and posting and like how are they going to keep in touch and like all this other things. And it reminded me of a habit tracker that I used when I was losing my weight, and I haven't used it in forever. You know, we used to not have like a habit tracker back in the way back day, back when the dinosaurs roamed, and I was first a member. We didn't have that, and so we had to do it on our own. And I was in accountability groups and whatnot, and I remembered this app. So I'm going to share this app with y'all because it is amazing and it's free and all of that stuff. So it is being called, well, fuck, I gotta find it. Shit fire. Where is it? Habit. Okay. It's called Habit Share. And this is on the Apple. I don't know about you, Android. You have to Google what is the equivalent of Habit Share for Android. You have to Google, put that in the Googles or the chat GPTs. This is what the little thing looks like. It's a little check mark. See, it's blue and a little check mark. And this is what is so good, Christy. I had not used it in forever, but I've started it back up. So you can track, well, I mean, I'll let y'all see mine. Y'all want to see mine. It looks rough as hell right now. I've been going through some things, apparently. Stopping enough at dinner. I'm red 3 times in a row. So I wrote about that this morning. Don't tell nobody. Don't tell my boss. But I have wait for hunger at breakfast, wait for stopped at enough, wait for hunger at lunch, wait for hunger, stopped at enough at lunch, wait for hunger at dinner, stop at enough at dinner. Wine. So you can see Saturday and Sunday I had wine. Monday and Tuesday I did not. What? 64 ounces of water, y'all. Oh God, it's a little red on the weekend. See what happened? It was a little red on the weekends. I got to work on that. And then Tuesday it is green. Monday I got sick. I was nauseous. I had to take to the bed. I had to take to the bed. Did I take my vitamins? Look at that. Yes, I've been taking my vitamins. And wash my face at night. I didn't wash my face on Sunday, but that's what I'm keeping a habit of. Movement. I put movement on here. And then I had not added it, but yesterday I had a snack and I wasn't hungry, nor did I stop it enough because I didn't even start. So I started tracking that yesterday and I'm 0 for 1. But anyway, it's called Habit Share. It's free. And here's the beauty of it. This is the whole reason I brought it up in the first place. At the very top, you can add friends. So if you've got, well, not at the top, at the bottom, you can add friends. So you can put somebody's phone number in here and share your habits. So if you have an accountability group or partner and you want to share, what? Oh my word, in heaven, look at that. I love it. Elena says it's available in Android to Play Store too. And I had totally forgot about it. I used it so much when I was losing weight. And then when they were asking me about it, I was like, wait, there was one I used and I used to share my habits and all that kind of stuff. And I totally forgot about it. But y'all know, if I ever remember or think of something or come up with something that's going to make weight loss easier for y'all, I am going to share it. So that is my share for the day because it is super. I remember how much I loved it. It's called the Habit Share app. It's a little blue icon with a check mark. Elena says it's available in the App Store for Android and the Google Play doolally thing. And Laura says Habitify on Android or Loop Habit Tracker on Android. And then you can share it with your accountability people or whoever you want to share it with. I don't care who you share it with. But anyway, I had totally forgotten and I just haven't used it in a long time. And then it came up and I was like, I'm gonna tell y'all about that because it is so good. It is so good. Oh gosh, it brought back memories of times gone by. So I'm sharing it with y'all because it was so amazing. All right, we're gonna get into Ask Me Anything today. And let's get after it, y'all. Let's just get after it. Y'all just start posting. I want one more thing. The other thing I was going to talk about. Okay, so you know, in September, we did the if you post and ask coaches, then you have a chance to win a month of free coaching. We have drawn that name. The person has been reached out to, accepted all the things. I will just tell y'all, we went on the 30th of September. Okay, because it ran the whole month of September. From the 30th of September, we had 135 questions in Ask Coaches pretty much every day, 160 some days, 135, 140. On September 1st, y'all took us down to 67. Y'all cut it in half. In half. On Saturday, we had 33. Y'all, I know y'all use Ask Coaches in September. I want y'all to keep using it just because we're not. I know y'all are motivated. I was like, you just got to give them hussies some prize. They'll go on in there. But the prize is getting clarification. The prize is your weight loss goal. The prize is figuring your shit out. That's the prize, y'all. A month of free coaching. You basically, God, I can't believe I'm saying this out loud of my face. Y'all are basically getting coaching, private coaching in Ask Coaches. For all of y'all that can afford it, private coaching, which we're on a wait list now. If you ever thought about private coaching, get on the wait list. You get to have a back and forth with a coach. Because when they're reading your question, when I'm reading your question in Ask Coaches, I was in there a good bit last month. When I'm reading your question, everything else from my mind is gone. It's all gone. I'm only focused on you and your question. You have the coach, you have a private coach's undivided attention. I want y'all to use it. I want y'all to keep using it. That should be your go-to. Anytime you've got a question, go straight to Ask Coaches. I'm imploring you. I ain't gonna beg, I'm imploring. And it's for your own good, y'all. We are holding space for y'all. It is lit. Like right now, I hear my ice machine going. I hear like, I'm like looking at the chat. I'm looking at the Q&A. I'm not totally focused. When I'm in seriously and Ask Coaches and I open up that question, I am all in. I am like laser focused on that question. I'm not looking at myself like I am in this camera right now. I'm not paying attention to my, like thinking my plant needs some water and whatnot. The same coach does not stay with the back and forth conversation. Sometimes they do. It just depends, just depends. The lady that won, she wanted to know who had answered her question. And she had every coach. She had every coach, every one of us. So, and she had no clue that she thought she was with the same coach the whole time. So, yeah. All right. Janet, I'm starting to make progress. There you go. But my usual is a few pounds down and then up. I'm seeing that I can eat less and it is okay unless grabbing food. Love it. How can I continue to stay the course? First of all, you got to give yourself that it, permission that it doesn't have to be perfect. I just shared my habit share. No more honest than that. It's no more honesty than that. I've eaten past dinner at enough 3 times. Guess what I did? I get up, my weight for, till I'm hungry. That's what I do. When you let go of the idea that weight loss has to be perfect and you are either on or you're off, it makes it easier to stay the course. Because when I overeat at dinner, I'm like, well, now I've really fucked up. I mean, who are you? Can you even be a weight loss coach if you can't even do 100% what you're telling them to do? I would never succeed that way. And neither will y'all. Like I said, I wrote about it this morning. I've come up with a different plan. I've already set my bowl out for tonight. I'm having soup. I set my bowl out already, the smaller bowl, to make it easier on myself. Because I did get a bigger bowl last night. That was on me. And I know I need a smaller bowl. And so I've set myself up for success. I noticed a pattern, and now I'm going to pivot my habit. I'm going to set up my environment to make it easy on myself. And then I want to know, Janet, too, what happens when you lose a few pounds? So for a lot of people, you lose a few pounds and you're like, oh, I can afford it. I don't need to keep, I don't weigh in my official weigh in it until like, next Friday. So I got like 6 days and it is the weekend. I got 5 days next week to lose it so I can let my foot off the gas. You want to identify those thoughts. When you get on the scale and you notice your scale goes down, you've got to write in and let us know what your thoughts are. Go to take that to ask coaches and let us work through whatever is getting in your way. Look at your habits. Weigh your habits, Janet. What do my habits look like? When I get like when I'm going down the scale, what am I thinking? What happens? What do my habits look different? Do I fall off of some of my habits? Do I notice I take my foot off the gas? Like we got to dig in and figure out what is going on. So that's what you got to do. And let us know what your thoughts are, Janet, when you get down to like what happens. I can relax now. I don't need to work so hard. I could afford it because I got plenty of time to lose it. I'm going to tell you that is very common because we come from a cheat day mentality. We've done it on every diet we've ever done. We come from a cheat day mentality. You go to Weight Watchers, you walk in, you weigh in, or you're doing an app, or you're doing macros, or you're doing whatever. And you get to the end of the week, and then one day is a free for all. And so, for a lot of us, when we see that scale go down, your first thoughts are, I can eat what I want now. I don't have to be so strict. I can give myself a little bit of break. I got plenty of time to. It's all those old diet rules when we couldn't have pizza on a Tuesday, when you couldn't have ice cream for dessert, when you weren't allowed to have a cookie except on cheat day, when no carbs except on cheat day. And so that is what we've got to get after, is figure out that that is probably what a lot of us are doing. I did it when I first joined. Yes, a reward day, a cheat day, you can let up, eat all those foods that you can't have the rest of the week. We got to get them all in today, because if we don't, you got to wait a whole nother week. You don't have to buckle down. I want you to think about on those relaxed days or cheat days or reward days or whatever you want to call them. Think about that conversation. Might as well. Can't have it for another week. Well, I have to buckle down, work hard all week. Can't eat anything I really like all week. I got to be serious all week. And so, of course, we go out to eat that day. Of course, we do. It's what we've always done. I've got a while. I got a week to catch up. Girl, I can lose that. Quick, be all right. Those are the thoughts we have to look at. Chris, I've been listening to Kren 365. Today I decided to plan 2 donuts and a pumpkin latte for breakfast. Okay, now. I usually tend to plan better or best foods during the day, but end up overeating at night. So I'm giving this a shot. How do I handle the thoughts of I'm being bad and should just keep going? Vending machine for chocolate, etc. That I would just say that's old diet thinking. I'm in no BS now. Nothing is bad. I just eat when I'm hungry and stop it enough, no matter what it is. That's just my old diet brain thinking. It's not true. It was never true. It was never true. Nobody, nobody, not a single soul on the planet of Earth ever, ever, ever was overweight because they're like eating two donuts and a pumpkin latte intentionally with purpose when they were hungry, stopped at enough, and then made better, best choices the rest of the day. Nobody on this planet. It was never the donuts. It is exactly what you're talking about, Chris. It's the way that we talked about the donuts. Well, I've already fucked up today. Well, the day is gone. Hell, I better go ahead and get out the vending machine, get what I want today, because tomorrow, got to get serious, got to buckle down. It was those thoughts that got us to the vending machine. It was the beat down that got us to the vending machine. It was how hateful we just beat ourselves down and talked to ourselves that got us eating our way through the rest of the day. It was never that we sat and intentionally ate two donuts and a pumpkin latte on purpose and enjoyed every freaking minute of it. Probably in the past, when you're eating the pumpkin, the drinking the latte and eating the two donuts, I shouldn't be doing this. You know, I'm never gonna lose weight this way. Well, I've already fucked up today. We'd even enjoy it. Couldn't even enjoy it. Because we just talk so shittily to ourselves a whole time we're doing it. So I love what you did, Chris. I love exactly what you did. And now your job the rest of the day, she says she did it. Good. You should. I'm going today to try out the protein at Starbucks. I'll let y'all know how it goes. I put it on my plan. But I want to make sure that y'all are shittily, I'll make up words in a minute, y'all. I will. I'll make up words all day. I'll have my own vocabulary before we're done. But that's what we have to do. We have got to take these good, bad foods. We got to hear the thoughts because they're old shitty. They live deep inside right here. They live right here. And they're like worms and they just live right there. They just never go away. But we get to decide if we want them or not. We're going to keep them. We're going to not listen to them no more. Because we used to have an old shitty diaper, old shitty thought that was like, you can't poop in the toilet. That's terrible. The toilet monster will get it. You shouldn't do that. That's scary. Thank God we didn't listen. Thank God. Because we'd still be pooping in a diaper. So thank the Lord we've had old shitties that we have overcome. We have had old shitties all the time and we let them go. And we've moved along from them. And this can be one too, that there are bad foods. There's no bad foods. There you go. I see y'all are early getting me on a high horse. God almighty. That was very early. Margaret, this is gonna be long. Sorry. Margaret, don't apologize. Girl, we're here for you. Right now, you are in the spotlight. We're gonna focus on you, Margaret. Let's see. I was the one who in May found out that I would be losing my job because the company was closing. I ended up staying part-time with them until August 24th. In the meantime, I found another job, which I absolutely hate. I'm so sorry you hate it. Luckily, thank God, I was just offered a job at a bank. I'm so excited to get out of retail. I would be too. I did that for a while. I worked over at Kmart in high school. Anyway, ever since losing my full-time job at my old job and getting my new job, my depression worsened and I pretty much stopped doing anything no BS related. That makes sense. That makes sense. Now that things are improving, I want to get back into no BS. I love it. I'm hoping with a job and a set schedule, I can get more regimented and get my life in order. Where do you suggest I start? Well, you started right where I would have suggested you ask this question. The other thing I want you to do, Margaret, and you can even email me or go to Ask Coaches, whatever you want to do, and we'll help you. I want you to look at the four basics. I bet you there's some things you're already doing. I bet you hadn't just thrown the whole baby out with the bathwater. Maybe you're not following doable hunger, but I bet you every once in a while you're thinking, I'm really not hungry. Probably not hungry right now. I'm gonna go ahead and eat. Or sometimes you're eating and you're like, I need to stop. I've had enough. And you might not listen to it, but all of that is still there. It didn't leave you just because you left it. It's all still right there. Maybe you think about getting water. You just haven't gotten your water yet. The other thing I want you to really think about is don't compare where you are now to where you were. So maybe you were firing on all cylinders before you lost your first job. Maybe you were getting water 85, 90% of the time. Maybe you were stopping at enough, 80, 90% of the time. Maybe you were waiting for hunger that much, but you haven't done it in a minute. So give yourself some time. And for anybody who, if you're a planner, Margaret, and you love, 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 love to plan, you're like, planning's my jam. That's totally fine. Go ahead and plan. But for a lot of people who have kind of stepped away from no BS and then they're like, I'm ready to kind of get back into it, I always suggest the quick start tracker that we use for new members. So if you go to the website, nobswoman.com, Jean Bannon, go get me the link and put it in here. At the very top, it's the quick start guide. So when you very first join, we don't want you to plan because you don't lose weight planning. Planning has a lot of other benefits. It's a good accountability partner for doable hunger as well, but it is extremely good for getting you focused on what's going to get you weight loss, which is doable hunger. So you just write down what you ate after the fact. Did I wait for hunger? Did I stop it enough? Let's get you back into the habits that create weight loss, that are more likely to create weight loss. But if you're a planner, I'm not trying to take planning away from you. Like, I'm not trying to like snatch your planning away. If you are a planner and it warms your heart and you love all of that stuff, then keep doing it. But if you're like, I ain't been planning, I haven't been getting my water, sleep has been shit, like whatever, go back and do that quick start tracker because it takes planning off the table for you and it gets you into doable hunger, which is where it's at. I would also go back to the No BS Weight Loss course and, just look at all the lessons and pick a couple that appeal to you and just listen to those. Maybe you know before you even kind of fell off a little bit that you were not stopping at enough. You were not stopping at enough, like hardly ever. And you noticed that right before you lost your job. Maybe go back and listen to the stopping at enough ones. You don't have to list the whole thing. Just listen to the stopping at enough ones. See what you get. All right. I hope that was helpful. Let's see. Kathy, I've been here for 6 years and have seen many habit trackers. The latest doesn't track on plan. Can you help me understand why? I know hungry and enough is more important than following, but still not curious why it's not tracked on the tracker. It is tracked on the individual pages for sure. But again, Kathy, we're going back to what is going to create weight loss for you? What is going to create weight loss for you? So, in my planner daily, it's in yonder. It says on plan, yes or no. I keep track of it there. But I don't really keep track of it. Doable hunger is where weight loss happens. We want you focused on doable hunger. But I also, you've been here for 6 years. You know the reasons you switch because we also included in this version of the No BS Weight Loss course the spirit of the plan. What do you do when life gets in the way? Because some days we're not going to follow our plan. Somebody will have absconded with our food. We forget to set out the chicken. We thought we had leftovers and we don't. Or we open it and the salad is slimy, and we're like, oh God, no, that happened to me last week. I had peppers. I was making like a plate, it had some meat on it. It had some like peppers and cucumbers and like all kinds of fruits and vegetables on it. And the the cucumbers I had little mini cucumbers, and they were nasty. And I also, the peppers had gone bad, like super fast. I was so disappointed. So I had to pivot my lunch. I ate when I was hungry and I stopped at enough, but it was not on plan. But that was okay. I followed the spirit of my plan. But you can, and that's the other thing too. If you really, Jean Banning just put the link to the quick start guide in the chat if anybody's looking for it. Let me make a note of that too so we can link it. Let me make a note because I forget to tell Missy to put it on the thing, the quick start guide. And if you want to track every day, if you're on plan, if you know it's a problem, something like that habit share that's free that I just told you about would be a great place for you to do it. And then also, because I don't use the habit tracker in the planner, I think there's free spaces on there that you can track things. Estelle said, if I'm in private coaching, can I still use Ask Coaches? It seems like I could just reach out to my coach so she knows what I need help with. Either way, we have got private clients. We have private clients that use Ask Coaches as well. And some that are like, I'll just shoot a message to my coach. Either way, it doesn't matter. You can use it. It's available to everybody. Oh, one other question somebody asked me about Ask Coaches. If I'm not doing the monthly focus, if I've decided to do another bonus course, or I'm still going through the OBS weight loss course, can I still use Ask Coaches? And the answer to that is also a resounding yes, because Ask Coaches is for anything, sort of like this Ask Me Anything. It's not about the monthly focus. You come in here and ask me anything. Same thing goes for Ask Coaches. You can ask them about relationships. You can ask them about anything, really. About anything about no BS. You can ask them about where to find things. You can ask them about, upcoming vacations or trips or habits you're noticing that are falling off. Anything you want to ask them, you can ask them. That's a great question. I'm glad you brought that up, Estelle, because I meant to bring it up. I totally forgot. Totally forgot. So I appreciate you, Estelle, for reminding me. It takes a village to get through these calls. I appreciate y'all. Alyssa said, I have been sick and I did not want to eat much. Plus, I couldn't taste being stuffed up. That's true. Now that I'm feeling better, I just want a snack and I feel hungry, but it feels like it's too much snacking I want to do. I've finally been losing weight again and I'm afraid of gaining. I just don't know what to stop when it feels like extra hunger. P.S. I have been drinking a lot of water. So ask yourself, are you really hungry? Make sure, Alyssa, if you are still at home and bored and not back at work or whatnot, and if you're not feeling 100%, even if you're at home or at work, those could be urges to eat. Your brain could just be saying, you know what, make you feel better. That's whatever it is. And then you'll know that by asking yourself, do I want broccoli? Or am I just craving chips and some chocolate? What do I want right now? What do I really need right now? Really check in for hunger. And then try to eat to enough when you eat. Try to see if there's like a good meal that you feel like I could really eat this and I could stop at enough. Because I don't know if you're still sick, still feeling bad, Alyssa, or if you're feeling like 99% better and you just notice your habit of snacking over and over again. This is probably not extra hunger. It's probably extra urges. So we got to figure out where are those urges coming from? What is the root cause? It's because I'm still not feeling well. And when I don't feel well, I think I need to eat. Or is it that I'm just still sick and not able to eat much at a time because I don't feel good? And then I really, I'm not eating very much at a time because I'm like nauseous or like my stomach is upset or whatnot. So ask yourself those questions first. To see which one it is and then really examine those thoughts. Christina said, I'm struggling with my appetite. Nothing seems to sound appealing, so I end up waiting too long to eat and then I feel over hungry and lethargic. Then I'm too tired to make food, so I go get carry out. This is new to me and I think I'm making it very dramatic and scary. Full disclosure, I'm in the throes of perimenopause. Welcome to the club. And I'm sure that plays a part. Any tips or thoughts on how I can look at this moving forward? Nothing seems to sound appealing. So I would give myself a couple of choices and I would pick one. It does not have to be orgasmic. It does not. Give yourself a couple of choices. Pick one of the choices. Maybe it is, maybe you do plan carry out and something at home, and then you decide in the moment. And then if it does not sound appealing, say, it doesn't sound like the greatest thing right now, but I know that's just me and my body talking, and it's okay. Right now, food can be used for all different sorts of things. Right now, it's going to be used to fill up my tummy. Sometimes you get the added bonus of it tastes freaking amazing. Sometimes not so much. It does not have to be orgasmic every time. But give yourself a couple of choices, pick from that, and then really look at your day. Do you need to start food prepping a little bit? Do you need to maybe roast some veggies? Do you need to make a salad bar in your fridge so that on those nights you can just go grab it? Do you need to get a rotisserie chicken and pull it off the bone? So you've just got rotisserie chicken. How are you going to make it easy when you know that food just does not sound amazing right now? So, and then the other thing is, does the carryout taste amazing? Does it appeal to you? Because that's a good question too. Does it appeal to you, the carryout? If it does appeal to you, that means that you're planning stuff that does not appeal to you, need to get a different plan. Because your doable plan means you do it. And if you're finding that you're not doing it more often than you are doing it, it's not doable for you. Make sure it's not a should plan. Well, healthy people, and when I've lost weight in the past, I've eaten this kind of food. Make sure it's not that food. Make sure it's actually food you want to eat. Because we'll be more willing to eat it and we'll be more willing to wait for hunger and stop it enough. Unless you make chicken gnocchi soup, like I did. That's why I overate, y'all. It was chicken gnocchi soup. Yes, don't be planning bull crap. All right. Tammy said hello. Hello, Tammy. Mary, today I turned 75 years old. Everybody give the little celebration for Mary. Happy birthday. Oh my goodness. Happy, happy, happy birthday. I've always heard seniors eat less to the point of not getting enough nutrition. Why is it that's not happening to me, girl? I can hardly go 3 hours without feeling hungry and thinking about food. I'm moderately active and live alone. I think, it's not 100% what happens to us when we get older. It's just not. People say they need less food. I'm sleeping more than I have ever slept in my life. They say when people go through perimenopause and menopause, that they like actually get less sleep. I sleep, honey. I sleep like a babe. This is the best I've slept in years. So it's not tried and true. They look back and they're like, typically, this is what we see. My husband is one. He's losing weight. Nobody knows why. And he eats and eats and eats and eats and eats. And he's losing weight. I did not get that gene. I don't think I ever will. And if you ever go to my family reunion, you'll know that ain't running in my family neither. We big people in the Stigalls. So it just might not be you. But if you are going three, because enough should last you 3 to 4 hours. So I would, put on your lab coat, Mary. And when you think you've gotten to what you think is your enough, eat just 2 or 3 bites more. See if you can't get 4 hours out of it. If you notice you're hungry at 2 or 3, if you get hungry at 2 or 3 hours, I want you to look at your thoughts. Okay? And say, like, because you are living alone. Is it boredom? What is it? Tell me, decide what it is and then take it to ask coaches. Let's see. All right. Tammy, I listened to Corinne say that some of us are eating too little during the day and then overeat at night. If our overall food intake for the day is in the weight loss range, why is this a problem? I will tell you why. Because your body can only handle so much at a certain time. So if you undereat during the day, your body uses it and then it's burning stuff during the day. But at night, you overeat. Your body burns a certain amount. Like it needs a certain amount for energy. You go over that. And then your body was like, I don't need that right now. Girl, Tammy, why are you giving this to me? I don't need it. I can store it for you so it stores it as fat. on your body. And that's how when you overeat at night, it stays on your system. And the other thing too is if you are eating when you're not hungry, you're eating for an emotional reason. So if you're overeating at night, it is for an emotional reason. And here's where the problem comes in. If you're eating for an emotional reason at night, that same emotion, bored, lonely, deserving, whatever it is, you'll feel that other times of the day. And if your go-to is to eat for those emotions, when you feel them at noon, you're going to want to eat for them then too. If you're bored at night and your go-to is eating on a Sunday afternoon when your football team is losing and you are bored, your brain, guess what your brain's going to do? Oh, Tammy, we eat for bored every night. Go get you a snack. We're trying to figure out the emotional eating piece is the whole reason we're doing this. Diane said, I'm having a hard time recognizing enough with certain things like ice cream. I put a scoop in a cup and I eat that, but then I still want more. It was probably enough. Your brain wants more. Your body does not want more. I ping pong a while, but it doesn't always work. Any ideas as to the kinds of things I can tell myself? I usually try to tell myself it's enough, but my stomach doesn't feel like it is. I think my stomach is wrong. Probably is. If you're having this much discussion back and forth, it is probably wrong. So here's one thing you try, Diane. If I'm still hungry, I'll go eat an apple or some grapes. See if it is the ice cream or if you're still truly hungry. Offer yourself a piece of fruit. And your brain probably like, no, it's ice cream hungry. It's ice cream hungry. I need more ice cream. I don't want any grapes. I don't want a plum. I don't want an apple or a kiwi. I want some ice cream. So that's the first thing you can find out. The other thing is, it's like, I am eating this. I'm not eating, this isn't my meal. I am eating this because I love it. It tastes amazing. And I just need this little bit. And the other part of it too, Diane, is you're probably used to sitting there numbing out and eating a huge bowl of ice cream. And it's probably numbing you out, making you, helping you not to think, helping you not to worry, helping you not to be bored, whatever it is. So the ice cream is gone. You're still left with that emotion. So what are we going to do with it, Diane? What are you going to do instead of eat? Because now you're not going to eat over boredom or tired or whatever it is, loneliness, whatever that emotion is that's catching you at night. Go to bed, girl. Ain't that the truth? Half the time, that's the answer to most things in nighttime eating. We just need to go to bed. Sue says, excuse me, I have reduced my added sugars to almost none. The same for my processed food. Cut out dairy, which I now believe caused my decades of systemic pain and inflammation. I watch my salt intake. I get my sleep, and I definitely could improve some more on my water. My inflammation is feeling better. This is amazing. Definite win. The scale is still being stubborn. I can't understand this. People say they take out just one of those and lose weight. They stop soda and lose weight. Not me. Why? You're still overeating. And for a lot of people, a lot of people, we come from a place of 0 point foods. We come from a place of, but I'm eating so much less. But this is healthier, so I should be losing weight. You can gain weight or not lose weight eating a purely healthy. I'm putting that in air quotes if you're listening on the podcast. If you're eating a purely, like what is supposed to be by the book, healthy. So that is what is happening. Just because it's good doesn't mean you can't overeat it. So let's email me, Sue, at support@pnptribe.com, and then, or go back and forth with the coaches and ask coaches. Let's figure out. I want to know how your doable hunger is. That's what I want to know. I want to know how's your doable hunger, because that is going to be the key to it. Let's see. Christine, on Wednesdays, I'm very busy. I plan earlier in the weekend and plan a 30-minute workout. It is doable. The thoughts I have about my plan for the day is I can do better or this isn't good enough. Can you help me with this? 100%. This isn't good enough. Perfect. It's exactly what I need to be doing. That is my thought trigger that I'm doing exactly what I need to do. I'm so glad I had this thought. I would play a mind game with my own mind. Corinne says, when I think this isn't good enough or I should be doing more, that's exactly what I should be doing. So I know I'm on track. It's exactly what I would think. I would think that every time. And the other thing is, if you plan a 30-minute workout and your brain says this isn't good enough, you could also think, I keep thinking that, but that's really all I have time for today. It's either 30 minutes or nothing. I think I'm gonna do 30 minutes. I think today that's good enough for me. Movement is really important. And today I've already scheduled out my day. And I know this is what I have time for, and I'm willing to do that today. Whatever that's a bunch of thoughts you can try on for size. But especially if you've already planned out your day, you see your calendar. I don't have an hour. I keep thinking I should do an hour. Look at my calendar. I ain't even got an hour. I got 30 minutes. And I like this. I used to teach this to my private clients all the time. I don't care what you do every day, but I want you to give it 100%. And so for you, exercise every day except Wednesday might look like an hour, and that might be your 100%. But on Wednesdays, your 100% looks like 30 minutes. It's all you have time for on your schedule. Just like the one that wrote in earlier, that wrote she was sick, right? And she was has been like feeling like crap. Her 100% during that time looked way different than her 100% when she's not sick. I got nauseous. I don't know what happened to me on Monday. I felt I had to take to the bed. I told you I'd take to the bed. My 100% at work looked a lot different on Monday than my typical Monday. I gave it 100%, but I really did not feel well at all. But I did give it 100%. It just looked different that day. So, what is my 100% today? Instead of what is my 100% on my very best day when nothing goes wrong and I have plenty of time on my schedule? That's usually how we judge ourselves. Usually judge ourselves by on the day that the sun is out and the birds are singing and nobody's fighting and everybody's getting along and everybody's doing what I tell them to do. That's my 100%. And then on the days that my day is going to crap or I have a lot of meetings or I don't have a lot of time on my schedule or I'm sick, then I'm gonna beat myself up because I don't look like that. No. What's my best today? What is my best today? It's going to look different every day. Every day. We can't judge ourselves on today's best based on last week's best, or even based on yesterday's best, or based on what tomorrow's best might look like. We can't do it. We cannot do it. Let's see. Sue, did you? This is a continuation of the same question, I think. Let me see. I think. Let me look and see. Oh, she's reduced her sugar. She's done all that. Then she says, I'm eating whole foods and I have not had cravings. So my grazing has also pretty much stopped totally. I don't get it. I stopped when my stomach is feeling it. I notice my thoughts all the time now. So your thoughts could be, Sue, you're eating so healthy. You can have a little bit more. It might be churning up a little more urge for you, Sue. That could absolutely be happening. And if your scale is just stalled, you are not that far from weight loss. I've said this so many times. You are probably just a few bites away at each meal, 2 to 3 bites. Corinne on Sunday asked to think of ways you are lovable that don't involve being productive. I did see that. Besides being funny and committed to my family, I can't think of anything else. If you were asked, how might you answer? All I can think of is productive things. Well, first of all, I don't know why that's not enough, being funny and being committed to your family. Y'all all do this in the chat. We'll all do it together. So, ways you are lovable that don't involve being productive. I'm a good listener. I am lovable because I'm human. I think everybody that's human is lovable. Well, mostly. I know I am for sure. I am lovable Because I have given to people in the past. The way that I raised my kids, the way that I taught them to be and different things makes me lovable. Might not be productively raising my children anymore, but the way that I did makes it that way. I am lovable because I have poured into old people for 20 years before I came over to this job. I'm not still actively doing physical therapy, but I know how to speak to old people, and that makes me lovable by them. Yeah, a great listener. I'm lovable because I can be trusted. I love that so much. I'm lovable because I keep promises. But it all comes down to it. I am lovable because I am breathing air. I am lovable because I keep showing up for people. I am lovable no matter what I do. I want you to think about babies. That's a great example. What do babies do? They don't offer support. They haven't earned it. They rely on you for absolutely everything. Why are they lovable? Why are babies lovable? Because they're human. I mean, like Kim just said, I'm lovable because I'm loyal, good, support, and trustworthy. And that is true. But I want us to think about a baby. They're lovable because they're human. A puppy, for God's sake, Lord have mercy. They tear shit up. They do literally nothing to provide value. The dog ate every bed we ever gave him. He licks his ass and walks around on the ground, and then we let him get in our bed. God Almighty. And he is very lovable because he just shows up. I want you to think about all the things that you love that don't provide, are not productive for you. You just love them because they are. My husband loves me because he snores every night, and I don't put a pillow over his face. That's what makes me lovable. I have yet to smother him in the night. That makes me lovable. Right? That's what, at least he should be thankful for that. He should be. That is unconditional love. You're welcome, sir. It's true. So think about that. There are so many things that we just show up and do. Don't even do. Just the fact that we're here makes us lovable. I think I'm quirky. That's what makes me lovable. I make up words. That makes me lovable. It might also get on people's nerves. I get on people's nerves. Oh, I do poke him, Christy. Christy says she has to poke her husband. Now, I ain't saying to poke him hard. I poke him hard. Karen says, I have lost my motivation. Let me just clear my throat. I have a soapbox I'm about to get on. I was so motivated when I joined before the summer. Now I convince myself that I'm fine the way I am and I don't have to lose weight. The same time I think of GLP-1, I don't know how to move forward. Karen, motivation follows action. Motivation, I am not going to say anything on this call. It can give you a spark. Right, a little bit of a spark, you'd be like, oh, she's on fire. She's on fire. But until you go do, you ain't gonna wanna do. An object in motion stays in motion. Isn't that right? I think that's the one, right? Oh, thank you. Somebody said that, or it's a law or something. Anyway, I digress. You have to get in motion to stay in motion. You gotta do shit that your brain says that's not good enough. I've already talked about that. It's the laws of physics. Thank you. I'm biology, more biology than that. But until you get up and you do, you're not gonna wanna get up and do. And even today, I wrote my plan and I'm like, you're gonna, I probably sat there for 10 minutes, didn't wanna write my plan. I didn't want to do my habit tracker because I overate at dinner last night and I didn't want to write it down. That's the whole thing. And I'm like, you're going to feel better when you do it. Just do it. I didn't want to do it. I did it anyway. I did it anyway. But you have got to get into motion. And the truth of the matter is, the fact that you're still here and you're thinking about a GLP-1, you do want to lose weight. The reason you're thinking, I'm fine just like I am, that's what gets you in the kitchen. And the truth of the matter is, you are perfect, Karen. I don't even know what you weigh. I don't know what you look like. You are 100% perfect, but you just want something a little bit different for yourself. Maybe you want your blood work to be good. Maybe you want to live a long life. Maybe you want to stand in the front in pictures. Maybe you're tired of standing in the back. Maybe you want to go into a boutique and shop in any clothing store that you want. Maybe you want to be able to easily get up and down off the floor. That doesn't mean anything wrong with you today. You just want a little different for yourself, and that's okay. You can love yourself, like where you are, and still want something different. There's nothing wrong with that. It's like when you graduate high school, if you want to go to college, there's nothing wrong with the high school version of you. Well, there might have been something wrong with the high school version of me, but anyway, I just wanted something better. I wanted something different. I wanted to have a field that I wanted to go into. And so I decided that's what I wanted to do. I was fine where I was. I had my high school diploma. I could have gotten a job. I could have gotten a house. I could have still gotten married and I could have had kids. But I just wanted something a little bit different. So I went to college. But you've got to go sign up for the classes. Signing up isn't enough. You got to start going to the classes and you got to do the homework. I want you to think about everything you've done that you did not want to do in the past. We do it all the time. We do it all the time. We do shit we don't want to do every single day of our life because we're committed and we want to. And one little step, I'm not good at, what happens is, I'm going to tell you, Karen, what's happening. You've got a list of shoulds. I'm not doing shit now, but in order to lose weight, I've got to plan my food. Now Corinne's putting out food. I got to make damn food now. She wants me to prep shit. She wants me to plan for a week. I got to ask myself if I'm hungry every single time, if I've had enough every single time. I have to evaluate every choice. I have to plan. I have to listen to all these calls. And then I got to listen to Corinne 365. And then I got to do the no. That's what keeps us stopped is the shoulds. It's the shoulds. All you have to do in any given day is ask yourself, am I hungry? Have I had enough? That's literally the only requirement. I don't give a shit if you write anything down. I don't care. Don't tell my boss. I'd just rather you ask yourself, am I hungry? Takes zero time, none. And the only other thing, Karen, if you get stuck, email me or go to Ask Coaches. And that's not required, but that'll shorten your path. Because what happens is I ask myself if I'm hungry, and then I ate anyway. Now, you can go on the website and you can Google and you can listen, you can do whatever you want to do, or you can just email me or go to Ask Coaches and be like, hey, I notice I'm eating out of boredom. What you got? Got any tricks? Got any tips? Got any thoughts? You ain't got to go search nothing. You have a direct line to experts. That's it. You don't have to go searching and picking and hunting and figuring out. You got us for that. Corinne pays us to do that for you. You pay her $59 a month. She pays us to figure the shit out for you. All of y'all. That's what we're here for. To give you a direct path to weight loss. Instead of wandering in the wilderness, you don't need to wander in the wilderness. You got us. We wandered. Corinne didn't have half shit, y'all got. We was over here just trying to figure it out. We figured it out, and now we help you figure it out. But Karen, my question is, could you just ask yourself, am I hungry? And the other thing, and I hadn't said this in a while, y'all probably 90% of y'all have heard this already. My throat's getting dry. A lot of us mistake motivation and excitement. We think that motivation is excitement, and it is not. Motivation has nothing to do with excitement. I am motivated to wash clothes so I don't have dirty panties. Not one time have I gotten up and been like, thank today's laundry day. I'm so excited. Never, not once. Not once. When my dog wakes up in the middle of the night, goes to the door to be let out, I am motivated to let him out because I do not want to clean up pee off my floor. Not one time am I excited to get out of that bed. Not once. Nary a time. I am always motivated to get up and pee in the middle of the night myself. Never am I excited about it. I don't bound out of the bed and rush to the bathroom with profound excitement. I don't do that, but I'm motivated because I don't want to pee in the bed. I am never excited to wash dishes, but I'm motivated because I don't want bugs. I don't like bugs in my house. We have got to separate out motivation and excitement. Those are different. And sometimes they collide. I am motivated to do this call, and I'm excited because I get to hang out with y'all for an hour. Sometimes it collides, and I love it. I love that. And it's great when it happens. Tuesday is a day of meetings. Not one Tuesday am I ever excited to come to work. I'm motivated, but Wednesdays are a different story because I answer emails all day. I hang out with y'all for an hour. It's the best day. Wednesdays and Thursdays are my best day of the week. I spend the most time with members. Those are about the 2 days I'm motivated and excited about work. So we got to separate those out. We got to tease them apart. All right. That was my soapbox. I've gotten on one twice now. Oh, another thing. Y'all, I got my clear protein in here. And it's not been mixing like I wanted it to. And yesterday I changed the battery in my frother. I think my husband's rolling his eyes in there. I am so excited. Y'all, it was a game changer. If you've got a frother and it's not mixing up your stuff like you want it to, change the batteries. I have opened up a whole new world for myself. I mean, it's like a whole new world has been opened up in front of me just because I changed the batteries in my frother. It was amazing. I'm so glad I did that for myself. I know. I was even talking about it today. My husband was like, "You are crazy." I'm like, "Yes, I am. I'm still talking about how amazing I am that I changed the batteries in the frother." I need to get him to come in here one day and tell y'all about how excited I get when I do something good. Because y'all think I make it up, but I really, really, really don't. I'm just telling y'all, I do. I found some mix for my drink. I must have talked about that for 3 days out loud to me and him and everybody that would listen to me. Lee says, I took a little class from a decluttering related group last month that included doing meal planning, meal prepping, and freezing meals. Oh, I have been doing 2 weeks of family dinner plans and a list of what is available to me for lunches. I usually have the same breakfast every day. Do I need to write a daily plan as well? I have stuck to my menus for 5 weeks now. So you can do a weekly plan, Lee, if you want to. And Corinne does this a lot because her sister-in-law cooks for her. So she sends Aunt JJ what she wants for the week, but then she just revisits it every day to make sure something didn't come up and we're not going out to dinner. Bonnie says, do you have tricks to stop when you notice your grab assing happened twice this week and not usually my problem? Now you're aware of it. So that's going to help you a lot, Bonnie. And then ask yourself, why was I grab assing? Was something going on? Were you anxious about something? Was it like when you were cleaning up the kitchen? Like, figure out what was going on. Is it more of an emotional grab ass or is it more of a habit grab ass? But you said you don't typically do it. So it's probably something is going on or something has changed in the way that you do things when normally you're not by the candy dish. Now you are by the candy dish. Things like that could happen. Let's see. How can I let go of other people's opinions? Ooh, around the number of jobs I'm working versus my husband, especially when it doesn't bother me and we're both contributing. They don't consider one of his jobs as a job, but it is hours spent in exchange for lot rent, water, electric for the campground we live in. Oh, that sounds like fun. Well, you said, especially when it doesn't bother me. I mean, that's how you let go of it. I know what's working for me. They get to think maybe it didn't work for them. It wouldn't work for them. I'm doing what works for me. They're going all, everybody's always going to have opinions. I know what I can handle. They don't know what I can handle. I know what my bills are. They don't. That's what I would remind myself. They do not know what our, they do not balance my checkbook. Do y'all still use a checkbook? I don't know. I write one check every 2 weeks. That's the only thing I do with a checkbook. But they don't know my finances. They don't know what I need, and they don't know what our goals are. Of course, they're going to have opinions. I got half the information, and they're giving me half-ass suggestion. I know my whole ass situation. I know what's in the bank. I know what I need to come into the bank. I'm the only, me and my husband, the only two people that need to be worried about what happens. That's what you need to be telling yourself. I have got an amazing accountability group. The other two ladies have recently gone to nutritionists. I'm noticing they are now having issues with scarcity and stress about hitting protein and carb numbers. I'm trying to help them through the mindset questions, but how else can I support them? You can have them email me, but here's what it is. Anytime y'all are doing two things, we call it Franken dieting. So you go to a dietitian or nutritionist and they say you need this many macros, this many proteins, whatever, but you're also doing no BS. You have to decide at the end of the day what you're going to listen to. You have to. You have to make a decision. I'm going to butter my bread on the macros and the proteins, or I'm going to butter my bread on doable hunger. Because at some point, they're going to smack up against each other. For me, though, my question was, how can I get the protein and not eat past enough? Hence, clear protein in my water every day. I get 30 to 45, depending on how many I drink, 30 to 45 grams of protein every day just from water. I am what if I even just eat a little bit of protein, I've met my goal and I don't ever have to go past enough. Sometimes I do. I showed y'all my habit tracker. But I don't have to get my goals. And what you also have to think about too is it's a recommended per day. Some days you're going to get more, some days you're going to get less. If you go on Kristen on the website under resources, if you'll see our faves page, my clear protein is on there. My clear protein is on there. I've been trying to do the halftime method, but I don't find it easy, so I've been serving smaller portions instead. Okay. But not losing weight despite smaller portions. The reasons I don't find the halftime method easy: timing. Can't always wait as I have a small window of time to eat. Seems to drag out mealtime, so I feel like I'm eating lots of small meals. Hard not to eat what's on my plate, so easier to just put less on the plate. That's what I do. Even if the other half is in the kitchen, not even on my plate. Okay, so it's gonna be uncomfortable. First of all, you're gonna serve yourself on a smaller plate. Here's what you can do, anonymous. Just say, for this meal, I'm only gonna eat half. If you're worried about dragging out mealtimes and you got a small window, plan a small snack for later. Right now, I'm just eating half. For this meal, it's just half. And I've got a cheese stick and an apple I'll eat later if I get hungry between meals. Just gonna see what happens. That's all I have to do for this one meal. We're not doing it forever. We're not signing up for a lifetime. We're doing it one time. See what happens. Wonder what happened if. Can I just for this one meal eat half and see what happens? Try that one meal. Take the rest of it off the table. Maybe you serve yourself half and then before you even go sit down, put the rest of it in the fridge. Put the food away. See what happens. Is there a list somewhere of other no BS Facebook groups that might be more specific to my life? Yes. If you go under. So in your first 30 days, you cannot join subgroups. But after day on day 31 and moving on, you can join our subgroups. So if you go under community, If you're in your first 30 days, you'll see a list of the subgroups that will be available to you after day 31. And if you are day 31 or more, your Facebook page under community, there are two pages. In the back on the back side of the website, you see one the first 30 days and a different Facebook group. Anyway, after the first 30 days, you'll be able to click the link and join the different subgroups. Let's see. PS says, I have been a member for almost 4 years. I can't seem to lose any weight to save my life. I'm sh not sure what's going on or where to start. Email me, PS. Support at pnptribe.com or click the bottom of any blue question mark at the bottom of any page. Email me today, please. Pretty please with sugar on top. I want you to email me. I'm needing a restart. I gained a few pounds. Do I redo No BS? What do I do? No, pick one of the four basics and move along with it. What are you going to work on this week? What's the easiest four basic you could work on? Which pick a doable hunger one. Am I hungry or have I had enough? I would also do water because it's such a great accompaniment to Am I Hungry? It helps Am I Hungry makes it so much easier if you get your water in. And if you want more specifics, go to Ask Coaches or email me at support at pnptribe.com. All right, y'all. We are 6 minutes past. Oh, Brianna, I've got two left. Email me those questions or go to Ask Coaches and ask it. Can I do No BS Woman as someone with type 2 diabetes? 100,000%. So your plan's gonna look a bit different. You're not gonna have sugars on your plan, probably. You're not gonna have a ton of carbs on your plan. Your meal plans are gonna have like a protein and a carb to balance out your sugar. You're probably gonna have, you're always probably gonna have a little piece of candy or something on your plan in case your blood sugar drops, all of that kind of stuff. And Brianna, Annette, are you still on here? Annette, Annette. If Annette is still, oh, yes, Annette is on here. She's diabetic. Do you mind me saying that, Annette? Don't shoot me. I didn't, you're not shy about it. No, okay. If you will, can I hook you up with Brianna, Annette? Will you talk to her about diabetes and such? Sure. And so, Brianna, email me and I'm gonna hook you up with Annette. She's in maintenance and she's a badass. And I will hook you up with her if that's okay. Just email me at support at pnptribe.com. Yay. Oh, you're in the Facebook group. Annette's in, I think Annette's in there too. All right. There's a few more questions. Anonymous, my life is a shit show. I want you to email me with that subject line. Okay. Yeah, email me. I'll get back to you in just a short minute. Okay. All right, y'all. Geraldine, email me and Robin, email me. Email me. All right, y'all. I will talk to y'all later. Have a great rest of your day. Bye, everybody.